dozens killed and scores more injured in a string of bombings and shootings sweeping Iraq. In the most deadly attack, at least 18 were killed and over 100 injured in Baghdad. Blasts also hit outside Iraq's North Oil Company in Kirkuk and the French consular building in Nasiriyah. Well, in Syria, an explosion in the northern city of Aleppo leaves at least 27 people dead and scores injured. The bomb affected three hospitals and a school sheltering civilians. Meanwhile, the Syrian army says it has killed dozens of armed men in Aleppo. U.S. Republican Senator John McCain admits that the West is not in a position to launch a war on Syria. McCain slammed President Barack Obama's policies on Syria and accused him of not giving insurgents enough support. He also said Al-Qaeda militants and other extremists are active in Syria. Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdistan region starts direct oil and gas trade with Turkey. In return, Turkey is striking back small quantities of diesel fuel for power plants in Kurdistan. The move could anger the central government in Baghdad, which is calling the trades illegal. Bahrain's main opposition group reacts to government threats of legal prosecution. The Interior Ministry says Al-Wefaq organized Friday's protest despite a government ban. The group has called this a cover-up for the regime's brutality. Troops injured and arrested protesters who were demonstrating peacefully on Friday. Britain's Channel 4 has received more than 1,000 complaints for airing a controversial documentary on Islam. Another 200 have complained to media watchdog Ofcom. The documentary Islam, The Untold Story claims there is little written contemporary evidence about the origin of Islam. Thousands of anti-austerity protesters march in Greece as representatives of international lenders are in Athens to see if the country is eligible for more loans. Protesters are saying that cuts have crippled their lives. The government is planning to impose new measures in exchange for more bailout money. And a bus accident in western Nepal leaves at least 40 people dead and 6 injured. The bus was headed to the capital, Kathmandu, when it drove off a rural highway. Police have launched an investigation. Road accidents in Nepal are common because of poorly maintained roads.